static noise of the turned-on television around the corner interfered and overlapped with the flutter of wings of hundreds of flies. They flickered around three hanged mannequins. Like satanic angels, they hung motionless from iron beams, wrapped with red rusty chains. Dripping blood from one of them made no sound when touching the fleshy ground. Flies appeared like the burning angelic wings behind mannequins, exaggerating the glinting rays from blood streams and oil. The plastic was white as a frozen corpse hanged in the winter woods, painted with perfect linear stripes of crimson. Perfect porcelain skin. When I came closer, I saw a human eye watching me from inside of the plastic doll. A beautifully preserved eye. The artificial organic plastic enchanted me in an evil, godlike manner. Gore and pain channeling through this tall, naked sculpture embraced me in a disturbing, hot fashion. Chipped off parts revealed to me that it was a young woman inside the plastic cover. He killed her a long time ago and made this demonic creation. Perfectly preserved skin, covered in some oils. Soft plastic curves of perfect breasts in this black room lit only by a small source of light behind. I turned on the flashlight on my smartphone to see the manifestation in better light. The battery was critically low. The light presented the shape in an even more pale view, otherworldly. Somehow I admired this creation in an erotic, necrophiliac way. Death is beautiful. I watched her eye as her lifeless flesh swung around. I touched her plastic cover and grease until my phone's battery died. It returned the illuminated altar to its primal state of perfect darkness. I felt flat about the whole experience, emotionless. I was looking at a reflection of myself, a preserved dead body. Even lust lasted for too short. I had no compassion. She looked at me like I was worth nothing, stripping my shell with her eye, revealing the empty bones, empty corpse. I gazed at the twitching sculpture, focusing on thin streams of blood and oil, while the flies and bugs feasted on the topmost layers of protection. That eye, unrecognizable,